Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Bangladesh Nationalist Party secures two-third majority in national elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates BNP chief Tariq Rehman, says India committed to democratic and inclusive Bangladesh. US deploys second aircraft carrier group to the Middle East, even as President Trump hints another round of talks with Iran. India heading towards being the world's third largest economy from being the 11th largest economy in less than two decades, says Prime Minister. And top world leaders who attend India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi next week. And now the news in detail. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party is preparing to form the next government in Bangladesh after winning a two-third majority in the 13th Jatiya Sangshad elections. According to official results released by the Election Commission for 297 seats, the BNP has won 209 seats on its own, comfortably crossing the 151-seat threshold required to form a government in the 300-member parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rehman and congratulated him on the remarkable victory in the Bangladesh parliamentary elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed his best wishes and support in Mr. Rehman's endeavour to fulfil the aspirations of the people of Bangladesh. More from our correspondent.
BNP Chairman Tariq Rehman met well-wishers outside his Gulshan residence on Friday, thanking supporters for their backing. Senior party leaders later held a meeting at the BNP Chairman's office to discuss transition of power. Standing committee member Amir Khusro Mahmud Chaudhary said preparations were underway for the swearing-in of Member of Parliament and government formation in accordance with the constitutional procedures. Newly elected MPs are likely to take oath on 16 February, officials said. BNP Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir describes the victory as both joyful and emotional. He said restoring the economy, ensuring law and order, curbing corruption and delivering justice will be key priorities. Meanwhile, Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami and its 11-party alliance allege irregularities in vote counting and warn of mass mobilization if complaints are not addressed, while reaffirming support for implementing the July National Charter. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that amid numerous disruptions, this decade has been one of unprecedented development for India, marked by strong delivery and by efforts that have strengthened the democracy. Addressing the ET Now Global Business Summit in New Delhi last evening, he said global pandemics, tensions across the globe, wars and supply chain breakdowns, the world has seen a lot in just a decade. Mr. Modi said he's very proud that despite many setbacks, this decade has been one of development, excellent delivery and strengthening of India's democracy. The Prime Minister said, when the last decade began, India was the 11th largest economy, but today, the country is rapidly moving forward and heading towards becoming the world's third largest economy.
संकट के समय ही किसी देश के सामर्थ्य का पता चलता है अनेक डिसरप्शन के बीच भी भारत के लिए ये दशक अभूतपूर्व डेवलपमेंट का रहा है शानदार डिलीवरी का रहा है और डेमोक्रेसी को मजबूत करने वाला रहा है
The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will mark a historic milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. It will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. Our correspondent reports that the summit will take place in New Delhi from the 16th to the 20th of this month. More in this report.
The summit underlines India's expanding role in shaping a responsible, inclusive and people-centric AI future. Leaders from 20 countries are scheduled to attend the India AI Impact Summit in the national capital. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries will participate in the five-day event. The UN Secretary General and officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Representatives from Global North and Global South will present concrete deliverables. The summit will host over 700 sessions covering AI safety, governance, ethical deployment, environment, data protection, and India's vision of sovereign AI. It will also showcase national skilling initiatives such as Yuva AI for All, which is a free and accessible program aimed at building foundational AI awareness among students and professionals. The summit aims to enhance global collaboration, promote shared standards, and establish India as a reliable partner in using AI for sustainable development. Samar Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that a change in power in Iran would be the best thing that could happen as the U.S. administration weighs whether to take military action against Tehran. Trump made the comments shortly after visiting with troops in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and after he confirmed earlier in the day that he's deploying a second aircraft carrier group to the Mideast for potential military action against Iran. Trump said earlier that the USS Gerald R. Ford, the world's largest aircraft carrier, is being sent from the Caribbean Sea to the Mideast to join other warships and military assets the U.S. has built up in the region. The Ford will join the USS Abraham Lincoln and its accompanying guided missile destroyers, which have been in the region for over 2 weeks. The planned deployment comes just days after Trump suggested another round of talks with the Iranians. In the United States, 4 people were killed in a small plane crashed in northern Colorado near the ski resort community of Steamboat Springs. The Federal Aviation Administration said that an Embraer E-1000, a 6-seat turboprop plane, crashed with 4 people on board. The plane crashed into mountainous terrain in unknown circumstances. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board both said they are investigating the crash. The Babs Hindu Temple in Abu Dhabi marks its second anniversary today, 2 years after Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the landmark and opened it to the public. The first traditional stone temple in West Asia has become a significant space for worship, cultural exchange and community gatherings since opening in 2024. Built entirely of stone without steel in its superstructure, it was constructed using traditional Hindu architectural methods with hand-carved pink sandstone from Rajasthan and Italian marble. Thousands of artisans worked on the project, carving intricate pillars, domes and facades, following centuries-old temple building practices. The construction required years of planning and coordination between Indian craftsmen and local authorities. Pujya Brahm Vihari Swami, head of Babs Hindu Mandir in Abu Dhabi, said, as they celebrate the second anniversary of the Babs Hindu Mandir, it is a matter of deep spiritual delight. He said in February 2024, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the temple, he said the UAE had added a golden chapter in the history of humanity. The Mandir gives a single message to the world, one of harmony, spiritual harmony and human harmony. He added that millions have visited over the past 2 years, people come and find peace. As it enters its third year, the temple continues to draw devotees from across the UAE and beyond for daily prayers, festivals and religious ceremonies. Indian athletes delivered a strong performance in the men's hammer throw at the Open Masters Games Abu Dhabi 2026, with Kishore Kumar Chandiramogan securing gold and Mohammad Ansar taking bronze in the 30-plus age category. Kishore Kumar clinched the top position with a winning throw of 37.92 meters, while his compatriot Ansar earned third place on the podium at the International Veterans Athletics Meet yesterday. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, United States of America defeated Netherlands by 93 runs in the Group A clash at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. After being invited to bat first, USA scored 196 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Ireland will take on Oman in Colombo at 11 a.m., while England will be up against Scotland in Kolkata at 3 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Bangladesh Nationalist Party secures 2/3 majority in national elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates BNP Chief Tariq Rehman, says India committed to democratic and inclusive Bangladesh. US deploys second aircraft carrier group to the Middle East, even as President Trump hints another round of talks with Iran. India heading towards being the world's third largest economy from being the 11th largest economy in less than 2 decades, says Prime Minister. and top world leaders to attend India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi next week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.